Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Wednesday, October 21st. Mixed finish in the grains today. We had corn put in a new high for the move, finish higher. Chicago wheat had an inside day, backing off late to finish a little bit lower. Kansas City wheat put in a new high for the move and then backed off. And we had soybeans move higher again, but still not taking out that October 9th high at 10.79¾. So we have December corn up a nickel at 4.13¾. Funds building a long position here, long over 200,000 contracts. China overnight, their corn reached all-time highs, so we're keeping an eye on that and whether they have been selling off their stocks to enough of an extent that they're going to need to replenish them over here in the U.S. or otherwhere. And ethanol production came out today. A little disappointing numbers there. Production was down to 268 million gallons from 275 million last week, and stocks down 12 million gallons from 840 to 828. So you've got a little bit of a dip in gasoline demand after making progress and being, again, below last year, but steady, a little bit of a dip in the ethanol production there. Taking a look at wheat, we had December Chicago finished down 2¼ cents, 6.29¾. About 8 cents off of a 37.5 high. And we had Kansas City December down a penny and a quarter, 5.69¾. That's just about a dime off of a 79.5 high earlier in the day. Minneapolis spring wheat finished up 6.5 cents at 5.84¼. Funds long about 75,000 contracts in Chicago, long about 31,000 in Kansas City. Building those positions on these recent rallies since August 12th, that report day, we're up about $1.30 in the Chicago contract in December and about $1.50 in Kansas City. So if you're going to be storing bushels over the winter here and any of that wheat, probably makes sense to get some protection underneath here, reward that rally and see if things continue higher, or on the alternative, make some sales, reward this good rally. Who'd have thought we'd be looking at 580 wheat and 630 wheat there at this time based on where we were a while ago. So taking a look at soybeans, we've got November finished up 8 cents at 10.72, high of the day 10.77, so still unable to take out that October 9th high. No sales announced today. I think the market will be looking for something across the board in the next day or two, or may get disappointed as we've seen in the past. Getting back to wheat for 1 second, we're still dry in about 2/3 of Russia over the next 2 weeks. A little bit of precipitation in the plains over the next 6 to 10 days. That may have also led to some of the profit taking late in the wheat there. Funds long about 245,000 contracts in the beans. The spreads are still kind of tightening up. There's no carry in the beans right now. We're at 71.5, 71.75 in November and Jan, and then lower further out. So the market across the board, even in the corn, spreads tightening up, kind of giving the incentive to sell grain now. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.